Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betray desire. And I.
Mad Dog on the fan, man.
Yeah, I do too.
This is, I was listening to it in the morning, and I think it was, what's the guy's name? What's his name again? He's a big Yankee fan and a Washington Redskins fan.
Oh, Mark Melusis?
Mark Melusis. I was listening to him this morning, and I remember Mad Dog would, you know, he would come on some Saturdays, and after a Yankee win, he would he'd be on the radio all angry and just yelling at people. He's a funny dude, man. I miss him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, he is on Sirius XM.
Yeah, I need to get Sirius XM, like, where everybody's going to now. You got Howard Stern, Mad Dog, Opie and Anthony, Oprah, man.
Marley.
Yeah. but I miss Mad Dog and Mike and Mad Dog. I don't even, like, listen to the show anymore. Even though it's good. Does Mike Francesco have a host now with him?
No, he does it solo. He might occasionally, I think sometimes he does it occasionally with somebody, but he's, you know, pretty much by himself.
Oh, okay. Oh well, those were the days. Mike and the Mad Dog. Anyway, let's get to tonight's show. I'm Mac, as usual, me, your host, McCorley Matthew, my co-host, Willie Boy, we're Mamo.
Hey, what's up, Mac, and what's up, the ladies and gentlemen?
Man, it's hot. It is hot as hell, man. I'm sitting by my air conditioner right now. And I don't know if you could hear it. Can you hear the air conditioner blowing through the phone?
No.
Okay, let me get closer to it here. Can you hear it? Can you hear it now?
Yeah, I hear it now.
Look, can you hear me talk to it?
I thought
Darth Vader
on the line.
Those are fun times playing in the air conditioner when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
You ever got your tongue stuck in it?
No. You?
Yeah, it happened once.
When, earlier today?
Little kid, you know, you get your... You try to make... You never did that trick where you tried to stop the air conditioner with your tongue?
No.
I guess it was only me then. Crazy
kid. Yeah, it was only you. I mean, I've talked over it and make that noise like you did. But, nah, I never put my tongue in the air conditioner or fan or anything like that.
Yeah. But it's hot. Freaking like 80, 90 degrees. Yesterday was even hotter, man. It was like 95. It reached up to...
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. Last night I went to see that new movie, Moonrise Kingdom. It's about these two teenagers. They fall in love. It's a funny movie. Bill Murray's in it. Bruce Willis. Moonrise Kingdom. You haven't seen the trailer for it or the commercials for it on TV?
I don't think so. This is the first time I've heard of this movie.
Well, I didn't see the commercials for it either, but... I went to CNN. It was a good movie. I would say it's probably the second best movie I've seen this year. I said that about Rock of Ages, but this movie probably surpasses Rock of Ages.
You saw it by yourself?
No, I went with one of my coworkers to see it after work, and it was a pretty good movie. But then again, you know, Batman is coming out, and the Teddy movie is out already.
Spider-Man is coming out this week, too.
So I might change my mind, you know.
But Spider-Man's coming out, too.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man, yeah. A lot of great movies coming out, goddamn. The summer fun. Summer madness.
Yep. Forget about March. Summer madness here.
Yeah, yeah.
July Jubilee.
Exactly. But let's get into some entertainment news, you know. Tom Cruise,
I knew you were gonna talk about that.
That's what everyone's talking about, you know?
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes no longer together.
Yep. She's filing from divorce. She's hiring, you know, high profile attorneys to get this divorce, to get this marriage over with Tom Cruise. And it seems like, you know, the fairy tale was over long ago. Seems like, you know, they weren't happy together. you know, for a couple months or a few months. And they were more like friends, you know, the past few months. And Katie Holmes, you know, she's been unhappy about him being away, filming movies. She's also not happy about, you know, the Scientology religion and Suri Cruz having to, you know, grow up with Scientology beliefs. So, you know, she wants out of the marriage. She wants Suri to have friends and to be a normal child. And she also, Katie Holmes, wants to be happy herself. And now, you know, hopefully, you know, that she's getting divorced from Tom Cruise, you know, she can get her career back on track. Because it seemed like as soon as she married Tom Cruise, her career became non-existent. Like, you don't even see her in movies anymore.
Yeah, the only movie she's been in recently was Jack and Jill.
Right, yeah.
That was it.
Remember Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Remember?
Of course.
She's hot back in the day.
Yeah.
Now when you look at her, she's like, she lost her hotness. She's not as hot as she used to be, too.
A lot of stress, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you marry Tom Cruise and you become a mom. You know, maybe this will get her back on track, and you'll see her in more movies now, and, you know, she'll regain her hotness.
Apparently, according to the stuff, he was very controlling.
Yeah.
And, he didn't want people to call her Katie no more, but she still liked it, but apparently he didn't want people to call her Katie anymore. He wanted people to call her Kate, but... And he pretty much controls everything that they did.
Yeah.
That's what the rumors are going.
Yeah, that's that Scientology thing, man. Well, I hope she, I hope this makes her happy. And as for Tom Cruise, you know, he can always get another woman and convert her to Scientology.
Another funny thing I read today, All three of his ex-wives all divorced him at the age of 33.
Wow.
That's another interesting note to add to that.
That's a sign right there. A sign right there. But, you know, best of luck to her and to their relationship and their daughter. You know,
yeah.
See what happens from here.
Yeah, definitely.
Another story, another big story that you... he sent me a text about, which I heard already. I heard about it this week also. Mark Jackson, who used to play for the New York Knicks and the Pacers, and was an NBA commentator. Huh?
What, did he also play with Toronto also?
Yeah, he played with Toronto for a while.
He's the current head coach for the Golden State Warriors.
Yep, he's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he allegedly had an affair with this former stripper 6 years ago, and he sent her, you know, explicit pictures and text messages, and I guess the stripper felt like, you know, Mark Jackson dissed her and then didn't stay with her. He decided to, you know, stay with his wife, and the stripper and this guy named... what's his name? Marcus Albert? Let me get his name here. No, actually, his name is Marcus Shaw, looks like. So her and this guy, they teamed up together to extort Mark Jackson for about $200,000 to keep quiet. Or else, if he didn't hand over the money, they would have, you know, sold the pictures to, you know, various media and websites, you know, to publish. But he paid up the money at first, and then they decided to extort him for more money. And that's when he told the Warriors organization, and the Warriors organization informed the FBI on this, and the FBI, you know, began monitoring emails between Mark Jackson and this guy Shaw. And they tracked down this guy's IP address, and they recorded the phone conversations that he had with Jackson. And so right now, the guy's under arrest, and he's being held in prison. And the stripper, I think she's also arrested as well. So they could be facing years in prison for trying to extort Mark Jackson. But the point is, Mark Jackson, I mean, he's an ordained minister. If you're an ordained minister, you shouldn't be doing things like this.
He definitely shouldn't have. I didn't even know he was an ordained minister until now.
Yeah, and, you know, he apologized for his actions and he asked for forgiveness. You know, he said, with deepest regret, I want to apologize to my church family. I was wrong. We must live holy. Come on, Mark. I mean, you're a church man. You shouldn't be doing these kinds of things, you know? I know the extortion was wrong and everything, but he did this to himself. He put himself in this situation in the first place.
You're right about that. I mean, he should have known better. I mean, obviously, a celebrity, you know, you always have, that strong temptation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the time thrown at you, but, I mean, he should have known better. I mean, we're not even talking about the fact that he's an ordained minister. I mean, generally speaking, I mean, a celebrity, he should know there's always going to be, you know, opportunistic women that's just going to try to mooch off him and put him in crazy situations like that. He's lucky his wife, is staying with him because, you know,
yeah.
Most women would have left him. So, he's lucky. He needs to, he for the rest of his life, he's going to try to make it right with her. So,
yep.
Best of luck with that.
I mean, you can't be throwing Ellie who passes to strippers, man. Come on.
Repeat what you said. I didn't hear what you said.
I said he can't be throwing Ellie who passes to strippers. <It's> not...
That's not right. On the Knicks.
But like you said, you know, this is going to stay with him, and he's going to have to try to, you know, from this point on, you know, he's going to have to try to make his wife happy, and, you know, she's never going to forget, of course. I mean, she'll forget,
yeah.
But she'll never forget.
Yeah, he's going to live with that for the rest of his life. I mean, every argument, that's most likely going to be brought up.
Yep.
Yeah,
And, you know, the Warriors, if they don't make the playoffs next year, he's probably gone.
He might be. This isn't good publicity. He better hope David Lee have an MVP year or something.
Or Curry. Stephen Curry has an MVP
year. Yeah, exactly.
But these celebrities, they never learn, man. They never learn.
Yeah.
If you're in the limelight, you should keep it low-key. Don't be doing stuff like this.
And most importantly, you know, he's a married dude. He should know better. I mean, not to do this.
Yeah, for real.
Hopefully, you know, he'll learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
And another stupid thing he did, it was give in to, you know, people like that, you know.
Yeah.
Because once they blackmail you, they're going to keep blackmailing you and take every ounce of money. They're never going to stop until,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
They get locked up.
Exactly.
I don't know what he was thinking. He should have never been in this situation to begin with.
Yeah, he put himself in a situation now, you know. He's going to have to deal with it, and we'll see how he handles it in this upcoming season.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely going to have to testify against those two knuckleheads.
Imagine if he was the head coach of the Knicks and he was going through. But then again, we had worse. With Isaiah and
Luka
Brown. So, yeah, I think about it. But,
stop,
I mean, he
about
like,
that.
Yeah. But, I mean, he seemed like a coach who cares about, you know, winning. I mean, he's always been a guy who always played hard.
Yeah.
Ever since he put on the Knicks uniform in his rookie season. I mean, with
right.
St. John's, he's always been that underdog guy who, you know, who tries to, you know, try to be the best, but
right
now, man, he really messed up. Good thing he's admitting it, so hopefully, you know, he truly learned from his mistakes, so.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Good luck to him.
We'll see. We'll see what happens and how he handles it in this upcoming season.
Yeah, definitely.
And this past week, also, Ann Curry, she left the Today Show.
Right.
Well, she basically got kicked out.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't carry the torch, as she said. She couldn't carry the ball. And Matt Lauer, you know, Matt Lauer was the main culprit in axing her from the Today Show.
Allegedly, yeah. He's the reason.
Yeah. And so her last day was on Thursday. What the fuck? Some bug just freaking in my leg. Sorry. I had to freaking push it off my leg.
You know,
anyway.
This like may be funnier if we play the NBC Nightly News theme.
Sorry about that. But
live radio, you gotta love it. Only on Block Talk Radio.
My window's open, that's why. God damn it. But yeah, I mean, Ann Curry, she was crying. And she was emotional about it, and looks like is she going to the network or she's going to stay with the network and just be reporting?
Yeah, she's going to stay with them. They're just going to have her do different stuff.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, that's good. You know, at least she's not leaving the network, but her leaving the show, I mean, she was a part of the show for 15 years.
Yeah.
So her leaving now, I mean, it's unfortunate, but, you know, when egos get involved and, you know, Matt Lauer's ego, I should say,
allegedly.
Things like this happen, you know?
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
Best of luck to her.
Yeah. I always thought that, you know, she had a cute face, Ann Curry. You?
Not bad.
I mean, she is up there. She's like 51 or 52, but I would totally bang the crap out of her. I'll bang her tomorrow. Sure, what today really means. But yeah, good luck to her, you know. And last week we were talking about Mike Tyson. He has a one-man show.
Right.
It's called Undisputed Truth. It's set to it's gonna be on Broadway in New York from July 31st to August. Sometime in August, I think it's gonna run. First it was in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And now it's coming to New York City.
Yep.
And so Mike Tyson is basically gonna do this one man show, you know, about his life and his career.
Yep.
And he sings in it also, I hear. Which is going to be cringeworthy.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah. He sings. He sings in it. But he's been doing some, you know, he's been promoting the Broadway show, and he was on the Today Show last week.
Yep.
And you told me about that, so I had to look it up to see. And I have audio of it. And, wow, when I watched that audio, when I watched that segment, on the Today Show, I was cringing. I could hardly watch it.
So you saw it today?
No, I saw it last week when you told me.
Oh.
I saw it last week, but let me play it for you. Here's Mike Tyson and Spike Lee, who's producing the show. He was on there also with him. And
talking to the aforementioned Ann Curry before she got, you know.
Yeah, this was one of Ann Curry's last interviews on the Today Show with Mike Tyson. So let me play it for you here.
Back now at 8:20, and there is a new show coming to Broadway this summer featuring an unlikely star. Mike Tyson will make his debut on the Great White Way in a one-man show called Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth. And he's now with us exclusively along with the show's director, Spike Lee. Good morning, men.
Good morning.
Great
morning
to have you here.
And glad to be here.
Especially great to have you for your first time in
the studio,
Mike.
No, I've been here with Brian Gumbel in 1985, 1986.
Oh.
I've been here for a while. You're not going to throw me under the bus.
No. You were live here in the studio?
Yeah.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, yes. We got that one wrong.
You know the names you had to have, Mom.
But you did call me ma'am, so that was nice to be able to have you say that to me. But listen, let's talk about this one-man show.
Okay.
because, you know, it's a raw and a very revealing look at your life. Why did you decide you wanted to do this?
Well, first of all, I was driving down 15 North in Las Vegas, of course, and, you know, we have these, you know, billboards, and we saw Chaz Palminteri, and my wife said, oh, that's my favorite movie, you know, because it's a love interest of the movie, it's a black girl and Chaz, so all black girls, oh, that's my favorite movie, so we went to see the play, and it was just breathtaking.
Bronx Tale, right?
Yeah, the Bronx Tale was breathtaking, and I was explaining to my wife that, honey, I can do that stuff, because this is basically what I do when I'm in Asia, and wherever I'm at, in Europe, I'm talking to people, and I'm this and that, but I wouldn't interact with the crowd like I do in Asia and Europe. I would just talk to them as Mr. Palminteri would do.
So she wrote it up. She wrote up the script.
After I explained to her details of my life, and she just put it all together, and she made a script out of it.
And you saw this, or at least you saw a video
of
it in Las Vegas.
My cameraman was in Las Vegas for some electronics convention, and he just happened to walk by. 5 minutes to the curtain came down and went in, and it was mesmerized. He called me up and said, Sprite, got to see this. But it closed the next day. I couldn't get to Las Vegas. So I called. Where are you? You in England?
I'm Poland.
Yeah, he was in Poland. Got him. I got a tape. DVD saw it, then called Jimmy Niederlander. Mr. Broadway, his family's been, you know, played forever. And I showed him the tape and said, let's do it.
I understand it was emotional.
Yes, it's
painful.
Whole roller coaster of human emotions.
This is not sugar-coated, because you talk about everything in the show in Las Vegas, you know, becoming the youngest heavyweight champ, but also being a man convicted of rape and your struggle with drug abuse. In the Broadway show, are there any limits on what you're going to talk about?
I'm pretty naked there, bare, so I'm just going to get...
Not there.
Not
oh, darn. Let's clear that up right now, folks.
Sold some tickets.
You want to sell some tickets, you will not be literally naked on stage.
Everybody will be disappointed. It's 01. Trust me. I'm old.
Oh, my belly sells some tickets.
I'm old now.
But when you're up there for a period of time, all by yourself on stage, Mike, talking about your ups and downs, do you recognize, are you the same guy who lived that life?
Well, no, that's just so ironic because I remember when I was younger, like in my 20s, in my early teens, I wanted to die. I wanted to die heroic. I'm F you and everybody in everybody's face. And now I'm a wimp and I'm like trying to avoid arguments and stuff and let my wife get away with the stupidest stuff, you know. And I don't know. I think
you're
I'm
vegan,
well,
too.
Oh, you're a vegan?
Yeah, yeah.
What changed you?
Wow, I need, I just threw up the white flag. There was too many prison cells, too many jails, too many lawsuits, too many bankruptcies, too many women, too many venereal diseases, too many everything. I got tired. I really got tired of, you know, like every time my prostitute girlfriend came back for a trip, I had to sleep with her. You know, so I used to say, I'm gonna live a different life.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm gonna live a different life.
But
you know?
You made a conscious
choice.
I'm sorry. I was a prostitute hunter.
Let me stop you there. Point is, you made a switch. You consciously made
God,
a choice.
Thank God.
And
yes,
to see
yes,
him
yes,
up there
right, yes.
talking about this, I mean, this is going to take to present all of
yes.
this on stage on Broadway.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of emotion and willingness to go there emotionally
every night. As we said yesterday in the press conference, is what Mike's going to do. The same courage he displayed in the ring, and it's going to be, I think, this much courage to go on stage when you bare your soul to the audience.
It's
captivating.
In the ring to him, boom, it's over with, but I'm up here 2 hours. All right, so what they going to talk about this, got to talk about
well,
this.
Well, I know it's going to be good. Michael was fine. Thank you so much, both of you.
Had a horrible love affair.
And it debuts
and
on July 31st.
Life,
tickets go on sale now. We're back right after this.
TX the man.
That was
what turned you into a vegan. And one of the answers was too many venereal diseases and too many prostitutes. What does that have to do with him turning into a vegan?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
It didn't make any sense. Oh man, listening to him is like you just cringe. You know, you can hardly watch it.
That might have been his best interview ever.
Wow, that's something. I have to definitely see that Broadway show, by the way. I definitely have to.
Yeah, I'm thinking about seeing that now, too, after that interview.
Wow, well, we've come to an end. This upcoming week is going to be July 4th, so wishing you guys a happy July 4th. Have some good barbecues out there. You want to say something, Will?
No, I was just saying happy July 4th to your listeners, and, you know, check out the show, my show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend, 6 p.m., only on Black Talk Radio. Thanks, McCauley, for having me on the show.
No problem. And I was going to talk about this Justin Bieber story, but it's not important. It was about this Justin Bieber hung up on this radio DJ who asked him about his mother probably sleeping with his friend or something like that, and Justin Bieber got offended and hung up. But I'll talk about more about that next week. Nobody cares about Justin Bieber right now. So anyway, happy Independence Day. Happy July 4th. See you guys. Well, next week, I don't think I'll be having a show next week. We're going to take a little break here back in a few weeks. So hopefully I'll see you guys by then. Fry Mac, McCauley Matthew, my co-host Will. See you next week. Well, few weeks, I should say.